Medicare? You can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Paid for by U.S. Medical Supply.
Call 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936. Again, 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value free.
Call for your fast free quote today. Call 800-293-3079. That's 800-293-3079. 800-293-3079.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Israel's government meeting to ratify phase one of the U.S. peace deal to end the war in Gaza. Israel's prime minister met with his security cabinet earlier into the night for a copy of the Israel deal seen by ABC News. The ceasefire will begin as soon as the government votes to approve it. IDF forces will have 24 hours to withdraw to new development lines. Then the 72-hour window opens for the release of the remaining 48 hostages. ABC's Ian Pannell is in Hostages Square in Tel Aviv, where families are waiting.
Scenes of jubilation, of relief, finally hope realized. We were here two days ago when we were talking about the anniversary of the war and there were still so many doubts. I mean, 2 years since this terrible war began, Palestinians and Israelis can finally dare hope that their long nightmare is coming to an end.
Israeli officials say all 20 living hostages will be freed on Sunday or Monday in one group. President Trump says he could travel to the region for the signing. This is ABC News. After his arrest in Florida, the suspect accused of setting that deadly Palisades fire in Los Angeles back in January made a court appearance.
In court in Florida, federal magistrate ruling Jonathan Rindernecht must remain in custody until his next hearing on October 17th. He faces up to 20 years in prison for allegedly starting the Palisades fire while he was living in Southern California. In court, it was revealed Rindernecht recently threatened his family, saying he was going to burn down their house, a judge finding he is still a threat to the community. And the judge is worried he's a flight risk. Prosecutors indicate seemingly obsessed with fire that Rindernecht started a fire that eventually rekindled and turned into the Palisades fire in January. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A new tropical storm, Raymond, has formed in the Pacific. It's moving along Mexico's Pacific coast behind Tropical Storm Priscilla and Tropical Storm Jerry, churning in the Atlantic toward the Leeward Islands. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with CentOS. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with a CentOS Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit CentOS.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
The Home Depot has everything you need to turn your home into a beacon of holiday cheer. So whether you're going all out or just adding a few holiday touches, we've got you covered with trees, yard decor, and more. Save time decorating with one of our easy-to-assemble pre-lit trees or pick up a piece from our Yuletide Lane decor collection and fill your yard with holiday joy. Whatever your style, find everything to get your holidays started at The Home Depot.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Ayler. Democrats proposed legislation that would require health insurance plans to cover infertility treatments in Wisconsin.
State Senator and candidate for governor Kelda Royce of Madison says IVF is the only way for some people to build a family but is at risk.
Because
of the very extreme elements that are in charge of the Republican Party that are pushing bans.
Assembly Minority Leader Robin Voss says Republicans weren't aware the proposal was coming.
But of course, I support IVF. Whether they're doing it for political reasons like they do almost everything else, that's probably my assumption, but we'll have to see.
The bill's provisions include coverage of diagnosis and treatment for infertility and fertility preservation services. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
As the federal government shutdown continues, a Wisconsin congressman says Democrats are fighting to preserve health care funding. At a Wednesday press conference, 2nd District Democrat Mark Pecan said rural hospitals have already taken a hit this year.
The big ugly law cost rural hospitals $443 billion due to more people that are going to be on compensated care that have to come in.
Pecan referring to cuts and restrictions to Medicaid and Medicare. Republicans in the U.S. Senate want Democrats to approve a resolution for short-term government funding and negotiate separately for health care subsidies, which are set to expire. A convicted murderer is convicted for an attack on a corrections staffer.
Taylor Shabusiness is serving a life sentence with no chance of parole at the Teshida Correctional Institution. The 27-year-old was convicted of the 2022 murder and dismemberment of 24-year-old Chad Therian in Green Bay. She pleaded guilty in Fond du Lac County Court on Wednesday to a misdemeanor count of disorderly conduct for the July 2024 attack on a Teshida staff member. Court records show that sentencing is scheduled for December 1st. I'm Rachel Charniak, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
At Advent Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A sunny to mostly sunny Thursday afternoon with a south breeze and upper 60s for highs. More clouds on the way for tonight with showers and thunderstorms around. Morning low temperatures dropping back into the lower 50s. The bathroom you always wanted, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet at 800-329-4115. Right now, it's 64.
Produced by Farm and Ranch Media. Now, here's your host, Jesse Allen.
And welcome in to AOA, Agriculture of America, powered by Cenex. Always good to have you join us for another conversation about issues important to and impacting rural America and farmers and ranchers. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Busy show again today. Coming up at segment two, we're going to learn about IRS Section 180. I'll admit it's something I never heard about before, but apparently it's a piece of the tax code that allows farmland buyers to deduct the value of excess nutrients already in their soil when they buy ag land. Carly Pavlinak with Soil Tax Guys is going to join us to talk about it and tell us more. In segment three, we're going to have a conversation with Tom Mead, Chief Science Officer at Enko Chem. We're going to get some perspective from him on the future of crop protection, where discovery science is headed, and why the conversation about global food security must start with healthier crops. Looking forward to talking with Tom. He's got a lot of experience in this area. We're going to hear from him in just a little bit. Then we're going to close the show with Ag News headlines in segment four. Today's AOA brought to you again by Cenex. Every minute matters on the farm and ranch. Optimize your operation with diesel fuel storage from Cenex. Go to cenex.com for more. Let's get started today. Joining us for a look at the markets and more, Mike Zuzulo, Global Commodity Analytics. Mike, good to talk with you again, my friend. How are you?
Doing great, Jesse. Thanks for having me back, sir.
You bet. Well, let's start with this grain and oilseed trade and kind of quiet, mixed action. You know, there was supposed to be a USDA WASDE report Thursday. That's not happening with the government shutdown. It feels like these grain markets, to some degree, are in a little bit of limbo, waiting on fresh pieces of news here, Mike.
Yeah, I think that's right. We're seeing that in the volume as well, and a little bit lighter volume. Some days a third less than what we were dealing with before the shutdown, Jesse. So I do think that's impacting us some. Probably keeping some of the algorithmic traders out because they're getting so much less news than they normally do to be able to run their computer models, which may not be bad. Middle East peace plan is probably the number one driver today, at least on my side of the fence. Because we've been able to take that dollar up above a resistance level, I really didn't want to go back up above that 98.50 level. Will the dollar continue to rally on the idea that confidence in the U.S. is returning because this Middle East peace plan? It seems as though the dollar's kind of gotten hit pretty much the whole year of 2025 with the trade negotiations, the tariffs. Will this bring the dollar back into a more trustworthy type place? That's been a terrific tailwind for the commodities and given us a lot more demand than probably what we were going to get or what we expected, that weaker dollar helping us on the export front. And then related to that is the crude oil market. Does the crude oil market lose any more premium because of this Mideast peace plan, or has that already been factored in? And lastly, kind of weaving it back together, is the wheat-corn relationship, wheat and dollar, that negative relationship is back in play with that strength in the U.S. dollar, hitting that $5 handle again this week in soft red wheat, getting closer to that 3 to 4 year low down around 493. This weaker wheat market, I think, has really played a big role in the corn because we've gotten wheat down to about 85, 87 cents premium. That's a feed grain territory level for wheat. And I think the corn's been pulled down by the wheat market so far this week. So a lot wrapped up in the Middle East for me and my analysis.
Well, and beyond the Middle East stuff as well, of course, with the government shutdown, the politics here at home, all to talk about this potential farmer aid package that now reportedly is going to be delayed because of the government shutdown, things like that, the trade with China and more, all the other geopolitical factors out there, and general harvest pressure, too, I think is something to think about here in corn and beans. I mentioned this to you, though, this corn market, I'm impressed with, even though it's had its ebbs and flows, it's still hanging in here fairly well amid all the peripheral noise, I guess is how I would put it.
I agree, and I think I put that back at the feet of the demand and also the anecdotal news out there in the fields that maybe while the beans are as good, if not a little bit better than thought about 45 days ago by the producers I work with, by and large, the corn is not. And that shallow kernel depth, the test weight issues, some of the flash drought issues in the central and eastern corn belt, I think they are showing up, and I think the trade's picking up on that. I think you bring up a big point about what we're talking about with policy, and I think that the centerpiece of that and the really major force there is the soybeans. We hit a three-week high on Wednesday. That 1030 level has been hit. Even with the opening up of harvest, super fast pace, and it looks like by the weather models we're going to be able to extend that a few more days more than we thought. We hit that 1030 level again, 1020 level is the low, 1030 is the high. We hit that 1030 level again in the overnight trade, but did not go through it to the upside. So are we going to see, because of a lack of Washington policy update and any kind of help that is expected or new demand, which I think all the producers really want, domestic demand, will that create a situation where we see profit taking in the soybeans? You mentioned how strong the corn has been. You're right. I've been really impressed with how strong the beans have been, given some of the basis levels that we're seeing out west. While, back east, I'm starting to hear the basis levels for February, March delivery are really starting to pop and come up pretty dramatically. So something to be watching.
All right, Mike, final 2 minutes. I got to talk to you about cattle. We are looking at maybe a fourth day in a row of higher futures with feeders leading the charge here. So do we need to continue to be bullish on beef? I mean, what are we seeing in cattle this week, Mike?
I'm going to attach this market very closely to 2014, 2015, Jesse, at this point. And we did make a pretty major high in October of 2014. I don't like the fact that Wall Street has made new records because I think it's gone up on AI and a lot of talk and a lot of expectations. And so with these new record highs, I'm in the red zone now with another new record high in feeders this morning. with getting hedges in place here and having pretty much all of fourth quarter and a lot of first quarter done by the time we close out the month of October. I just am too nervous about the cyclicals, the seasonals, and now that we're in this spring calf sale and yearling sale, which is very supportive right now to the market, as well as the new screwworm case that was found. Both of those things, I think, being factored in right now, driving us to new record highs. I say take the money and run. And, you know, like we used to talk about when corn was at $6, what if it goes to $8? You know, some point you've got to lock in profit, in my opinion.
And I know that that's a conversation that we've been having for several months now, and I know it varies for every operation, but you know, you look at these price levels here, and it just seems to me that risk management's got to be key in this cattle market right now.
And it's great to hear from the cow-calf cattlemen right now. I've talked to several in the past couple of days. They're on board with what I'm looking at because they see the money, they see the profit, and they see the uncertainty in these markets. And I think they buy into the idea that a lot of our consumption has come from the wealth effect of Wall Street. What if we don't have that in 6 months?
Yeah, no, great points. Mike, if folks want to reach out, have a conversation with you there at Global Commodity Analytics, what's the best way?
Best way is to go to globalcomresearch.com, and it's globalcom with two M's, research.com. You can take a look at our product services brochure just put out for 2026. Also, sign up for a free two-week trial.
Mike Zuzulo, Global Commodity Analytics. Always good to chat with you, my friend. Thanks for joining us again on AOA. We appreciate it.
Have a great week, Jesse. Thank you.
Mike Zuzulo with us here on today's program, brought to you by Cenex. Mitigate risk on the farm with premium diesel from Cenex. Up next, we'll talk with Carly Pavlinak from Soil Tax Guys on AOA. Your equipment is an investment. Protect it with Cenex. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster premium diesel fuel is designed with advanced detergents to keep injectors clean and engines running efficiently. Cenex premium lubricants are triple tested for quality and proven to extend the life of your tractors, combines, and other heavy-duty equipment. From the first seed in the ground to the last load off the field, Cenex helps you go the distance. Learn more at Cenex.com.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Your car has the power to help save lives. An unwanted or unused car in almost any condition. Discover how donating your car can make a lasting impact in the fight against breast cancer. Can there be a world where breast cancer is a thing of the past? That world may be within reach, and your car donation can help us get there. Simply call 1-800-778-4167. Your donation will support Susan G. Komen's vital work in research, care, community, and action. Your contribution fuels groundbreaking research, supports patients and their families, and raises awareness about prevention and early detection. Donating your unwanted or unused car is simple and fast. We take care of everything, including a free pickup and all the paperwork at your convenience. Call 1-800-778-4167. And the best part? Your donation qualifies for a tax deduction. Remember, your car donation has the power to transform lives, providing hope and healing to those affected by this devastating disease. So why wait? Call 1-800-778-4167. Help accelerate the cure for breast cancer. Your wheels, their hope.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Informing America.
America's Farmers and Ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA. Today's program brought to you by Cenex. Protect your equipment and prepare for the unexpected by investing in Cenex Premium Diesel to get the most out of your equipment. Go to Cenex.com for more information. As we continue here on the program, what is IRS Section 180? And is it something that can help farmers and ranchers potentially on their operation or as they grow their operation and buy more land? Something that I will confess I had not heard about before until it was brought to my attention here a few weeks ago. And so let's learn about this and talk about it. Joining us to tell us more, she is with Soil Tax Guys. Carly Pavlinek is with us here today. Carly, welcome to the show. It's good to talk with you.
Hi. Yeah. Thanks for having me on.
So IRS Section 180, what exactly is this and why is it something that a lot of folks in agriculture, why haven't they heard about this before? Can you tell us more?
Yeah, so it is a tiny part of the tax code, about three paragraphs in like you said, IRS Section 180. And what it is when people buy ag land, so anything crop, cattle, livestock, anything for ag purposes, we come in after closing and do a soil test. And the extra nutrients that are in the soil is a tax deduction to them. So what you want is high levels of phosphorus, potassium, magnesium. The higher those are, the more the tax deduction is. So on average, we see around $500 per acre tax deduction.
And that's, you know, obviously something that when someone buys a piece of land, a lot of those nutrients are going to be there. And I know in many cases, you were telling me this, a lot of folks, even multi-generational farmers and ranchers, are not aware of this until it's too late, potentially, because there's some things that if you do them, as I understand it, if you do certain things and make certain applications, then you can't utilize this part of the tax code. Am I understanding that correctly?
You're right. So it's very time sensitive. So basically, after you close on that property, we have to do a soil test before you apply fertilizer. So, you know, anything can happen before closing, and that's what you want. You want to buy property that's been well taken care of and fertilized regularly. But we have to do that soil test, you know, after closing and before you spread fertilizer. And if you spread fertilizer without getting the soil test done, then you have lost the ability to take the tax deduction and you can't get it back. It's gone forever. And that's really where, you know, I think that's why not a lot of people have heard of this or do it, because it is such a small window. You really have to be prepared and knowledgeable in it before you even, you know, move forward. I remember last year it was getting to, you know, planting season. We had somebody that was like, hey, I'm going to fertilize next week. Can you guys get over here? And I was like, it's Thursday. You guys are going to fertilize on, you know, next Wednesday. We got it done, but our team rushed over there and we got it done for them. But yeah, so that's a big part of this. It's very time sensitive.
And we can talk more about the work that your team does there with Soil Tax Guys to help aid in this here in a bit. But I think it's quite interesting. And maybe, you know, a lot of producers, when they buy land, they get all roped up in all the usual closing details and things of that nature. And then as soon as, you know, the ink is drying on the dotted line, they're ready to move and do things on this land and make improvements. And so it's important to think about an opportunity like this with that short window that you mentioned, because I know the average deduction, when you add it all up, it could be pretty substantial, right, Carly?
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, it's, you know, average of $500 per acre, but it's all dependent on what's in your soil. When we get those results back from the lab, I mean, we've had clients that have had $1 million tax deductions. We have one client that uses this as a strategy and he buys, you know, 2 to 5 farms a year. And his goal is to get, you know, around $1 million in tax deduction to continue to grow his business. So it's really a great way to preserve wealth, to grow your business and add that strategy, you know, into your daily routine.
And I think about this as well. It's not just something where, oh, 1 or 2 or 3 people have used it, but I mean, there's a lot of people who've been working with you guys and taking advantage of this opportunity. I know you have plenty of examples out there from across the country, Carly. We're not just talking in one state or another, but multiple different areas of the U.S., people taking advantage of Section 180.
Yeah, so we've been doing this for a long time. It's actually been in the tax code since the 1960s. And we've done work all the way from New York to California, you know, North Dakota to Texas. We actually haven't done Alaska or Hawaii, but maybe one day. So yeah, it's everywhere in the United States. It's, you know, an IRS tax deduction. So yeah, it's a great thing to utilize and put in your pocket and use it.
Carly Pavlinak with Soil Tax Guys joining us here today, telling us a little bit more about IRS Section 180. And I think about it from this aspect as well, Carly, and maybe you can share your thoughts on this. But I think farmers and ranchers right now, considering the state of the ag economy and more, if they're looking at buying land, they want to be able to take advantage of any opportunity, any financial opportunity that's out there. And I think that's why it's important to look at something like this to make sure they get some benefit back or get, you know, more on that ROI, et cetera, et cetera. I think it's just important for folks to work with a trusted advisor and their CPA, et cetera, work with you guys there at Soil Tax Guys to take advantage of something like this.
Yeah, definitely. And it's something that, you know, most time when you're buying a new property, a new piece of land, you really want to have a soil test done anyways. You want to know what's in that soil. You want to know, you know, what fertilizer do you need to spread if you need to or not. You know, you're acquiring this land for the first time. So regardless of the tax deduction, it's best practices to get a soil test anyways. And one thing we haven't talked about is the investment from the buyer's side. So, you know, when you buy the land, how we do it is it's $10 an acre for us to come out and do the soil testing. We'll get the results back, you know, get them from the lab, and we'll say to you, hey, you know, you're looking at, let's say, $832.64 per acre tax deduction. Do you want to move forward with the official report? And then you'll say yes, and that's when we'll do the official report, and the official report is $30 an acre. So altogether, the whole process is $40 an acre, but really it's just that beginning $10 an acre for the soil test so you can know, hey, this is what my soil looks like, and these are my results, and this is the tax deduction I'm getting. So it's pretty, you know, light investment for the return of, you know, average $500 per acre.
And it's, I'm glad you mentioned that and how your guys' process works there at Soil Tax Guys. And again, to reiterate to folks, you can't put fertilizer on this land once you take ownership of it. You got that small window that we talked about. And I believe as well, and you might have said this and I might have missed it, but it's land, if it was purchased from 2022 to now, if I'm understanding that right, because I know there's been plenty of changes with tax code here recently.
We can go back up to 3 years. And, you know, we do those from time to time. And most of the time that's if it's a, you know, pasture land that hasn't been fertilized or something like that. But a lot, I would say like 95% is, you know, when people buy it and then they contact us and, you know, we come out and do the soil test. But there are some where we've gone back a couple of years. But even with pasture land, sometimes people are spreading fertilizer for, you know, growing hay for, you know, stuff like that. So the best thing to do is learn about this, listen to the podcast, and reach out if you have a question, because it's something that stays buried if you do nothing. You know, you have the potential to save a lot of money, and it's just sitting there in your soil. So it's buried tax deductions.
Well, and as you alluded to a little bit of your process there at Soil Tax Guys, I know folks have questions, want to reach out, want to work with you, need more information. I'm sure probably one of the easiest ways to get started is online, soiltaxguys.com, right, Carly?
Yes. Go to our website, soiltaxguys.com, or you can send me an email, Carly, K-A-R-L-Y, at soiltaxguys.com, and we can, you know, go over any questions that you have. Because people always have a lot of questions. I mean, I was telling Jesse before we started, you know, I hear multiple times a day, well, I'm a third generation farmer. I've never heard of this. Or, you know, my CPA has never talked to me about this. And, you know, a lot of times with CPA, it's such a specialized thing. You know, they're supposed to guide you through your tax deductions and things like that, but they can't know every possible tax deduction in the entire book. So we hear that a lot every day.
I was going to say, I'll echo that sentiment. There's certain things, there's a reason that I am not a tax professional, because I couldn't keep up with all the changes and all the nuances that are there. But this is one that does seem very important for folks in agriculture to think about. Anything final, Carly, you would mention or reiterate to folks in terms of IRS Section 180 before we wrap up here today?
Yeah, I mean, my biggest thing would be, if you are paying taxes and you have tax liability and you're buying some ag land, give us a call. And it's worth, you know, conversation and to figure out if this is a fit for you. Yeah, because you can really build a lot of wealth through knowing and, you know, saving money that you would spend on taxes.
Definitely something to consider. Learn more about IRS Section 180. You can reach out to them easily. SoilTaxGuys.com. With that, Carly Pavlak with Soil Tax Guys, thanks so much for joining us here on AOA to tell us more. We appreciate the time and look forward to talking to you in the future.
Yeah, thanks, Jesse, for having me.
And AOA brought to you by Cenex. Back with more right after this.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 10 million people. Without destroying your credit, they can reduce your interest rates, lower your total payments up to 50% to get you out of debt fast. For a free consultation, call Consolidated Credit now. The program works.
Call 800-489-9547. 800-489-9547. 800-489-9547.
Consolidated Credit Solutions Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Kansas CSO 0019051. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 892. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number TC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Actual interest rates, length of program, and monthly payment reductions will vary by consumer and creditor. Yours could be higher or lower. Not a loan company. We do not lend money.
Farmers, thinking about doing cover crops? Christina Olson is pleased to announce cover crop and forage planting services this fall. Adding a living root onto your valued land can improve soil health, build organic matter, residue management, control soil erosion, boost crop yields, as well as increase residue to help combat white mold in soybeans. Call Christina Olson at 715-495-6104 for your cover crop needs while improving your farm's bottom line. Find her on Facebook at Christina's Cover Crops, offering winter wheat, rye, and Triticale. Double-digit losses in the milk markets with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins.